97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 601 on this Friday night. So you know what that means? It's the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. I'm Devon Givens alongside my partner every Friday.
You can say your pride and joy, Jamie Lynch.
My pride and joy, Jamie Lynch, to my left as we run with you from 6 to 7 on this Friday night. And it is a good one for a lot of Sixers
fans. What's going on? Anything happening?
You start to hear some things, and it just came out of nowhere. You had the first thing from Henry Abbott, formerly of ESPN and True Hoop now, where he is, you know, skipped off and doing his own thing, and he's got some great work that he does there. And Coach Thorpe, David Thorpe, is a part of True Hoop. A big story, clearly, that he comes out with today about Damian Lillard, the people around Damian Lillard saying that he's going to request a trade.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it in the past. So, Jay, if you don't mind, just let me say this.
Oh, yeah.
When
floor is yours.
When this stuff first started to happen, and I remember I was off for the Monday and Tuesday, Tyler was filling in. I had to come back from that weekend and say on Wednesday, he is not going anywhere. I keep telling y'all he's not going anywhere. He's too loyal. He's not going to request a trade. He is going to stick through it. He's going to fight it out in Portland because that's what he does. He is not going to request a trade. They're not going to trade him. He is Portland. He's king there. He is king there. He is Portland. He is arguably the greatest Portland Trailblazer of all time now. And I know about Bill Walton and Lucas and everybody that's been a part
the Glide.
Of it. And Clyde Drexler and all those guys. He's arguably the best to ever play in Portland now. Now that we are sitting here on the 16th of July, Jamie, I changed my mind. Because when these reports come out, then there's a later report from Quentin out of, what's his name?
I believe it's Quentin Dunbar. I have it right. Quentin Mayo.
Quentin Mayo. He's out of D.C.
Host of BetGM, MGM Tonight. Works as a Wizards insider down there. Yes.
Well, fantastic DC. Work by him. And I'm saying this to say that, okay, I take a step back. Now I think he's going to be moved. And he had his press conference after practice today. Spoke with Chris Haynes earlier today where Chris Haynes had a story out there. He asked about the news that Henry Abbott put out. He said he would speak to the media after practice. Spoke to the media, denied anything, but didn't go as far as saying that doesn't mean I don't want to get out of there at the end of this whole thing. Because why would he? He's at the Team USA. They're 1-2 in exhibition. They're going through now COVID situations. They are going to be getting ready for the goal, trying to play for the gold. That's just simply going to take away from everything that they're doing anyway. Whenever he has to speak to the media, there's no reason for him to say that he is requesting a trade. He is a true professional. He's going to let this thing play out.
Sure.
He's going to say what he has to say to his organization and his camp and get something done. I am now on the side of everyone else that believes this could very well happen. I'll also say this before you get started. I have always said, as a Ben Simmons supporter, when you threw names at me, no, I don't want it. I want Ben Simmons. No, I don't want it. These are all-stars, yes, but I want Ben Simmons. I want to see this thing play out. You know, I've since changed my mind since what happened on June 20th and they were eliminated from the playoffs.
You and me both.
Yeah, so I've changed my mind and I said he has to go. There's no way that it can be repaired here. He's still a good player. He's still going to succeed in other places. It just can't be here. The only one that I've said that I would ever trade him for, outside of the obvious names that he wouldn't be attached to because there's no way that those players would be on the move. I said the only guy I would move him for would be Damian Lillard because he would fit perfectly with what Joel Embiid does. I love him as a player. Outside of Kevin Durant, he's my favorite player to watch.
Me too.
And that he would just fit in perfectly here in Philadelphia with Joel Embiid, and it would be fantastic. But he is loyal. He's not going to be moved. Ben Simmons is going to be fantastic by the time we get to year number 5 of his career. And we're not going to be talking about this any longer because it's just not going to happen. Things changed. I've changed my mind. And we can now have this discussion. Jay, you can go. Thank you for letting me speak.
No, that's great. I agree with pretty much everything you said. The question is now, would Dame consider Philadelphia? Because that's the next story. I think this was an obvious one. We kind of felt like it was coming, and it's finally here in front of us now. And now you can take the conversation to its next step, and that's, you know, who's primed to make a run at him? because any GM in the league, like you just said, Dame Lillard is absolutely one of my favorite players in this league to watch. The guy's an absolute killer. He wants the ball in his hands. He wants every big shot. He thrives in the spotlight. I've always said that him and Bradley Beal were the two perfect players. If I could dream up a partner for Joel Embiid, the two of them would probably be it. I mean, outside of a Steph who, you know, probably isn't obtainable. Dame Lillard is the perfect pair for Joel Embiid. And if you're Daryl Morey and Elton Brand, I mean, this is the most obvious thing in the world. You're going to get yourself involved and find out what it costs. You're not doing your job if you're not. Now, the question is how many other teams are probably going to jump in the ring? I would guess probably upwards of 10, 12, half the damn league. Not everybody has pieces to go get what it's going to take. I think the Sixers are one of four or five teams that legit can go get him in a realistic scenario. We'll see what Boston does. I think Jaylen Brown probably trumps Ben Simmons at this point as far as the trade chip, but he's younger and cheaper and more controllable than Dame. So does Boston want to move on? Do they think he's special and has that next step? You know, L.A. and Miami are always going to be mentioned in players' ideal destinations for obvious reasons. If I was young and a millionaire, I'd want to live in L.A. and Miami too. You know, the Knicks are a team that's been mentioned out there on Twitter. Are they close to winning? Not really, but it's the Big Apple. And Dame's the type of dude I think that would thrive in the big city. I don't think he's a guy that backs down from any situation, any city, any fan base, any of that. The dude's a killer. So the question is now, can the Sixers realistically be in that final two or three runnings? And would Dame Lillard want to play in Philadelphia? Because I think the answer is yes and yes.
Well, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to this. Odds that you can get into, that you can make up yourself about.
I'm sure they'll be coming out and flooding Twitter in no time.
Right, and you can let us know.
This conversation excites the hell out of me.
It does.
Because he's a top 10 player in the NBA, and Joel Embiid is a top 10 player in the NBA, and you team the two of them up, and you can go against anybody.
The Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. That's Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Givens. Now, you said the teams that he would potentially want to play for, the big market is what we look at here. And you've heard the Golden State stuff because of his relationship with Steph Curry.
Who wouldn't want to play
there?
They
love him. He's from the Bay Area in Oakland. He also, the LeBron James thing, they already had a relationship. He's now in Space Jam 2. There's something there that they have a relationship. Also, the Miami part, it's Miami.
But real quick, let's talk about Golden State because I don't think they have enough. I don't think they have superior trade chips to the Sixers.
Here's where I will.
Because they need to get rid of Wiggins with the money. Wiseman is appealing. Number 7 in the draft is certainly appealing. But is Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey and some future firsts more appealing? I think it might be.
The appeal is this when you talk about Golden State. Number one, if you are doing right by Damian Lillard, which I'll get into, Neil O'Shea, longtime GM there, if you're doing right by Damian Lillard, who has been nothing but fantastic for that organization, for that community, he has put that organization, that city on his back, he has worn it like he wears Oakland on his chest, right? If you do right by him, if he wants to go home, you find a way for him to go home where it works best for you and him. So, James Wiseman, the 7th overall pick and the 14th overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a nice package.
Other stuff that makes it work, like Andrew Wiggins and his money going back to Portland as well. So, I look at that and I say that's where it
fair.
Would work.
Yeah, 7 and 14 would make it
7,
fair.
14 plus Wiseman, who was the number 2.
He showed flashes towards the end of the season.
Correct. So, you have...
It is a good package. You just have to be willing for Wiggins.
Absolutely. So, you'll make that work. And Wiggins can be flipped again.
Sure.
And now you're
Could
talking
about...
Could
be a three-team trade, yeah.
Right, absolutely. So, I think that's a place, Miami. The only tough part with Miami, outside of it being just the Miami Heat culture and all that, is... Tyler Hero is not with on the He's not on the level of the other stuff that we're talking about in the package. Young, yes. Appealing, sure, but not like
not
that.
Not enough to carry a package.
Right, correct. Plus, you're adding on whatever veteran names to make the numbers fit with the Miami Heat. So I would eliminate them unless they work some three-team deal that works out and Pat Riley gets very creative, which he can.
Sure.
I would kind of eliminate that.
And yeah, they would have to get involved probably with like a Dragic or somebody like that for financial reasons, you know, and then it gets a little muddy. But again, three-team trades are why they exist for complicated trades.
Things can work. And you got to New York and Philadelphia. So you mentioned Quentin Dunbar. I heard earlier this afternoon, I was talking to somebody in the league that I trust, and I give Quentin Dunbar credit. I didn't tweet this out. He did. But I heard the same exact thing. I was waiting until we came on to talk about it because they said, you can mention this, that he wants to play for either Philadelphia or New York.
Woo!
The reason why
it's Quentin Mayo.
Quentin Mayo.
That was my bad. I walked into that Dunbar trip.
And Dunbar, that just makes sense. Baltimore, all that.
Yeah.
the reason why part of it is leaving the West Coast, getting away from LeBron James and everything that is going on out West. Coming back East, no disrespect to Brooklyn or anyone else. Milwaukee, who is representing the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals, the pathway seems to be a little easier if he pairs up with Embiid and potentially someone else in New York to put their team together and make a run in the Eastern Conference in the postseason and get to the NBA
Finals. So it's good that you brought up Embiid because he might be, you know, for lack of a better word, the linchpin to all of this. Does Dame Lillard want to win a title?
You choose Philadelphia because of Joel Embiid.
Exactly. And Dame Lillard has to look at Joel Embiid with some heart emoji eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think he's crucial to this. He is something that might make their trade package on equal footing with maybe even a slightly superior one if Dame goes, no, I want to win a chip. Get me to Joel Embiid.
Always mutual respect. Whenever Embiid is talking about all kinds of stuff out there on social media or barking on the court, never saying anything about Damian Lillard. He just respect there because of what they both do on the floor. Daryl Morey, according to report also earlier, Jamie in the offseason now, has the report was they are looking for a, quote, star guard.
Mm-hmm.
And now lately, the all-star level talent in return. This all now comes together and makes the most sense for Damian Lillard. New York as well, but they just don't have the... They don't have... Philadelphia has Ben Simmons where New York does not have.
So, New York would be able to offer up R.J. Barrett. It's not as good.
No, Mitchell Robinson, R.J. Barrett.
So...
Kevin Knox in there.
Yeah.
And Obi Toppin, whoever, whatever young players you have.
Take whatever you want.
It's not going to equal the same thing as what Ben Simmons is.
If you're Portland... Look, there's a recency bias going on that Ben Simmons is viewed as a laughingstock in the NBA. I don't think that at all. Woj even said it in his story the other day. It was an athletic piece, maybe from Shams. The interest in Ben Simmons around the league is still robust. If you're Portland and you have to rebrand your team and sell it to a fan base, I think you can do that with Ben Simmons.
25 years of age. He'll be 25 in August.
Two-time All-NBA player. What, three-time All-Star?
Well, two-time All-Defense, one All-NBA, three-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year.
You can sell that.
You can sell that with C.J. McCollum.
Sure.
As a potential rebuild, he's a Nike athlete. Nike is headquartered
in
Portland. Damian Lillard has ran things with Adidas out there. This stuff means... This is real.
That's where the money is.
Nike is out there. He's a Nike athlete. They can do not that he's going to get a signature shoe or anything like that, but for him to be a Nike athlete in Portland,
Phil Knight's smiling.
And Phil Knight is smiling, and so is Rich Paul when it comes to putting him out there. Even though it's a smaller market, it's the headquarter of Nike, and they can make that work on all of the West Coast.
And let's not forget, he's an international, and Australia is closer to the West Coast than they are here.
So there are a lot of things at play here. And
I think they're real. I love that you are hearing the same things.
I heard the same thing as Quentin Mayo that, again, I wasn't going to share. If you follow me on Twitter, I don't tweet a lot of that stuff.
I'm gonna tweet it for you, Devon.
On the air, I don't tweet a lot of that stuff.
I'm going to be your publicist now and tweet it out.
I waited until we got here to say the exact same thing. So props to him, but I heard the exact same
thing. That's
great. Those two franchises, those two cities, the Eastern Conference, much easier to, not easier. Wes, he's been out there. It's hard.
The West is hard, yeah.
He knows how difficult it is with Milwaukee and Brooklyn. but Philadelphia is right there in the mix, and that's why Philadelphia and New York are the two destinations that he apparently wants to play for in the upcoming season.
And, you know, he's smart enough to look at it and go, okay, LeBron and AD are going to be back and healthy.
Yep.
Golden State's getting Clay back. There's another.
And they have high draft picks that they're going to use for young players or move out for another star.
The Suns are an emerging team.
Denver's going to have Murray back midseason somewhere.
Dallas has Luka. Utah. It's a war loaded out there.
Yeah,
it really is.
That they have been built, it's hard for them now to recreate their roster. They've tried it every which way. With Covington this year, Carmelo late in the season before, Nurkic very good but often hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now the pathway that he is looking to. And there are other factors as well that I do have from the information that I got, and I'll share some of that. Some of it was in the Henry Abbott stuff with True Hoop, but I'll just lay out the things that I was told, of course, with crediting with everything else that was already out there. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, look, I don't know the other people that put this information out there, so there's always an ounce of, all right, I hope you're right, buddy. But guess who I know and trust? Devon Givens.
Well, I won't say anything unless I trust the people that tell me stuff.
Well, that's why I trust you, because you're not going to say that on the airwaves here if you didn't 100% believe what you were being told.
Yeah.
So that...
and my source is not named Mikal Bridges. Just before anybody says anything about Mikal,
you have plenty of sources outside of...
No, he has other things that he needs to worry about.
He's a little focused on some NBA files.
Yes.
I am not going to lie to you, Devon. When you told me you're hearing that information, I'm giddy as hell for my basketball team. If this is able to happen, you know, it's Moses big. It's the biggest trade the organization's ever made.
It's huge, yeah.
It's enormous. He is that elite of a player. I can't imagine him in a Sixers uniform because I'd be smiling ear to ear. I love this dude as a player.
Yeah, and when everybody says, look, this team needs somebody with heart, you need this, you need a dog,
it's
all
him.
This stuff. He's the epitome of that.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I like to say, like you talk about, he's a killer. Her aunt talking about it. Ty and Tyler talking about it. Whenever I would watch Damian Lillard, while he was one of my favorite players, the same thing with Kevin Durant. I would always, and one of my favorite things to say, you can ask my closest friends, my cousins, all of that stuff. Hopefully if we win a title, you know, I'll have my people on and, you know, this is how we talk. He's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that simple for me.
Yeah.
He is cold.
I mean, you can look up the stats, how many game-winning shots he has. It's
what he does.
It's ice in his veins.
It's what he does. One of my favorite things that he did was eliminate the Oklahoma City Thunder 40 feet away from the basket.
I think that was
Paul
like
George on the right wing.
Paul George
passed a hash mark, and he waved at them goodbye as he walked off the floor. That's his form of I'm talking, not because he did, because of all the talking that they did.
Yeah.
And I got you. Now, goodbye. I'm sending you home.
Good night.
Let's move on to the next round.
That's what I like. I always admired him. That's when I fell in love with him as a player.
All the way back to when he was there, when Nick Batum and LaMarcus Aldridge. I love LaMarcus Aldridge. I was mad at LaMarcus Aldridge for breaking it up, not staying. And then when LaMarcus Aldridge retired abruptly here because of the heart condition that he had, he came out and he did a story. I think it was Players Tribune, and he said the one thing that I regret
was leaving Portland,
not having a better relationship and understanding what Damian Lillard was.
Damn, that sucks.
Cold.
Yeah,
it would be perfect here.
It would be perfect here. I'm sure this is a conversation that's been going on already. This isn't Daryl Morey has already been on the phone. I'm sure. You know, Brian Windhorst kind of spilled some tea the other day when he said, you know, Damian, he kind of alluded to this Henry Abbott report and then hours later had to retract
it. That's the one he had to apologize
for. Yeah, he was like, no, that's not what I meant. We're like, Wendy, we know what you meant, buddy. You spilled the tea.
Yeah.
So this has been building up for a while.
It has.
It's awesome that it's here, but it's real. You know, I don't want to hear anybody tell me this isn't real. It's 100% real. And there's one untouchable Sixer, in my opinion, and this is something we can get into.
We will.
His name is Joel Embiid. Everybody else is on the table when it comes to getting a Dame Lillard. I love Tyrese Maxey. Think he's going to be a stud. I like Matisse Thybulle.
Out there in Portland.
Brings a great skill set to the NBA floor. Ben Simmons, we've loved him up until recently.
June 20th was the final straw.
It's all on the table.
It is.
Come take what you want, Portland.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to come to fruition. I don't know how involved they will be. But it would be fantastic if they were able to land him.
Daryl Morey, and don't forget new executive Tad Brown?
Tad Brown.
He was influential in allegedly bringing James Harden to Houston.
New CEO of the 76ers.
Yep.
Heard he's nuts.
Nuts in a good way.
Yeah.
And him and Daryl Morey put in a full court press on Dame Lillard.
They've been doing this together for a long time.
They've already landed one superstar. Let's go make it another.
No, they've landed a couple of superstars.
Oh, yeah, but
James Harden,
sure.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
so they're an aggressive duo.
Chris Paul as well.
Yeah.
So, look, let's talk about it. Rob, we see you there. Hang on for us. Everybody else that's behind, 610-632-0975. We're with you until 7 o'clock. It's the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. That's Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Givens. Damian Lillard thing, it seems real now. So I changed my tune. Didn't think it would happen. No way in hell did I think it would happen because he's so loyal. But there are other factors in this now where even he cannot stay there any longer, it appears. And despite the things that he said after practice today with Team USA in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, wherever they are at this point, I think it's still at Vegas. I'm not buying it at this point. I think it's time for him to go. And Philadelphia is one of the teams, apparently, allegedly, even with the information that I've gotten, that he still wants to be on the move, and Philadelphia is one of the destinations. What do you guys think about this all? And now we have to talk about what are you willing to move on and move on from with this organization. 610-632-0975. We're with you until 7. It's the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings right here. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, the Draft Line Show. 6:30 on a Friday night, 610-632-0975. It's the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens. Jay, it is the DraftKings Sportsbook show, so we do have to get into some draft lines.
Yeah, there are things to gamble on. Yeah,
baseball's in play. You got the finals, game 5 tomorrow. You have Major League Baseball ongoing right now as the second half of the season gets underway, and some futures things with Major League Baseball that we probably want to take a look at too, especially with your home team and what could potentially happen in the division.
Yeah, we will have to look at some Phillies odds because I think they got a little run in them. I really do. I hope I'm not looking at this too optimistically, but I think they're going to be buyers here. I think they'll get a bullpen arm or two, and we'll see what happens. But I think they got a shot. The rest of the division's beat up. The Acuna Jr. Injury for Atlanta is devastating. The Mets have been beat up all year. This division's there for the taking. Somebody's going to take it.
And Jeff Passan,
yeah,
of the MLB Network did say that after the move that happens with Atlanta, it appears right now that they will be buyers as of right now, as the way things sit currently with the Phillies. So that's a good thing to hear. And how long would that be? I don't know. But like you said, they have an opportunity.
Sure.
And I know you guys have talked about it plenty, where the schedule, at least for the second half of the season, it appears that they have the easiest schedule.
Yeah, by some reports, it's the easiest. Some other report had it as second easiest. It's going to be all we want here, finally, after a decade, is some meaningful September baseball.
That's all.
And I think they got a shot to give it to us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So
far, so good in the doubleheader today. It's Zach Eflin versus Pablo Sanchez tonight. It's a good pitching matchup. We can look at the odds on that as well. But, you know, you've taken over my brain waves here with confirming what we've heard out there. And it's all I can think about.
Hey, man, it's a good thing to hear. Now they just have to let it play out. And, Jay, like I keep saying, we're now 13 days away from the NBA draft. And this is where the things start to heat up with a lot of what's going on, the movement that could potentially happen in the league. So with the association, the draft is on the 29th. these things start to sprinkle out there, all these little whispers about the stuff, and right now is the right time. So
yeah,
get this, the draft then, and free agency 2-3 days later, starting very, very early in August, we're going to hear this as long as it goes along until one of these guys are moved or not moved. The team makes some other moves, and that's what we'll be.
Well, like you just talked about, you know, a team like Golden State, the things they're going to have that are most appealing are picks 7 and 14. So your timeline is absolutely correct. There's gonna be a lot of rumors coming over the next 10 days leading up to the draft, and it's going to get hot. That's why it's the hot stove of the NBA offseason. And we're just getting started.
All right, I have to give you one.
And, excuse me, it's Ross Detweiler for Miami tonight. Earlier, I saw Pablo.
So oh, it's all good.
They must have had a change.
All good. Let me give you one before we get to Rob here on the phones. Everybody else, 610-632-0975. One odds boost here by DraftKings Sportsbook on the app that I'm looking at, Jay. Devin Booker, game 5, to be the top point scorer in the game. It's boosted from plus 180 to plus 300. He did have 40. 2
yeah.
in game 4 in the loss series, now tied 2-2. They're back in Phoenix in game 5. That is Saturday night, 9 o'clock tip. What are you thinking? Plus 180 boosted to plus 300.
I think I saw a stat on him the other day. He now has the NBA record for most points ever in the first playoffs.
I think it's 522.
Yeah, so.
Through the playoffs.
Pretty damn impressive. Top scorer, Giannis has been. Oh, a damn walking bucket, but we're back in Phoenix now. How much does that come into play?
It's a good odds boost.
It's good. 3-1 is pretty solid for that. Because
yeah.
the only guy he's going to have to beat out is most likely Giannis. Middleton's capable
sure.
of giving you a game.
It's between Giannis and Booker.
Yeah, but it's a two-man race. And, you know, you can cross-reference that with maybe what Giannis is to be a top scorer and see. It's probably a pretty good bet at 3-1. I like it.
Okay.
Usually these odds boosts, you gotta look at them a little cockeyed, because sometimes they're too good to be true, and sometimes it's for a reason. So I'm just saying, I've had a couple odds boosts bite me out there, folks.
Well,
so.
You ask for it.
Yeah,
the leading one in the game before the plus 180 is boosted to 300. Giannis is first with minus 110.
Oh, that's why it's boosted. He's a pretty heavy favorite there. Oof. I mean, Giannis has been playing insane. By the way, that pass from Booker at the end
to Ayton?
Yeah, that was a little sloppy.
That was pretty good.
Giannis deserves credit. I'm not trying to take it away from him.
Credit to Giannis.
It could have been a better pass there.
Could have been more line drive, quicker getting
yeah.
there. But who would expect Giannis to really recover the way that he
Fair.
Did and get back to how he did
yeah.
and block that shot? A memorable play in the NBA Finals. That one is going to go
sure.
down, especially if they do go on and win the series. That's going to be one that's remembered.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how things were.
Series changing
the
play.
The way things were going. All right, 610-632.
I'll party with Booker, though.
75. Thank you. I appreciate that.
3-1?
I hope he does light
yeah.
it up on Saturday night. Let's start things off in Levittown with Rob here on the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I think we're all sitting pretty right now with the information that has been revealed. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I've been waiting to hear this news for a while, but I want to get down to this. I mean, everybody talks about like how Simmons has all his flaws, which we all know. But the thing that people don't realize is how often does a 25-year-old all-star under team control become available?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often. And Dame Lillard, everybody says, oh, you know, well, Simmons isn't worth giving up Lillard for it. But the problem is when you give up a guy who says he wants out of a situation and wants to go to a contender, you usually only get 50 to 75 cents on a dollar.
Sure.
I mean, if you look at Anthony Davis when he went to the Lakers, they got a nice haul, but it wasn't compared to what you're giving up in Anthony Davis. And same thing with Harden. They got a bunch of picks and they gave up LeVert and Allen, but that's still not the quality of Ben Simmons. And then when you add in Thibault and Maxey and maybe 3 first round picks, that's a haul.
Yeah.
Especially for a team that's going to lose that guy. Because they probably want to build for the future, but maybe still stay competitive. And with Simmons and Maxey and Thibault, they can do that. And with the draft picks, they can. But then you also have to look at the landscape of the rest of the league. If he wants to go to a contender, how many true contenders have the assets to trade to get a guy like Lillard at this point.
That's why Philadelphia. He is a smart guy, Rob. So not only is he, you know, making the choice of where he wants to go, he's very calculated with things. He also knows
who can bring
what the situation is in those places where he knows that, hey, I can get there. And he's probably looking at Portland a little bit where he wants, you know, look out for them, if you will. And in this case, he knows what the situation, as you just pointed out, is.
Exactly. And the thing that you got to realize, too, smart business in all leagues is if a guy wants out, most of the time they look to move him to the other conference.
Yes, they don't want to get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want do you really see them saying, hey, you know what, we'll give Dame Lillard up to the Lakers or the Clippers or Golden State for anything less than a King's ransom? And the only team that can offer that to him maybe is the Warriors. But that, I mean, even if they give him Wiseman and Wiggins and the 7th and 14th pick and another pick, if you ask me personally, watching as much basketball as I do and seeing Simmons and Maxey and Thibault, I think these, maybe Simmons, because if he doesn't shoot, then he's never realizing his potential. But Maxey has shown a lot, and I think that guy has a chance to be a really good player in this league.
He's a Kentucky guard. Of course he does.
Every guy that comes out of Kentucky seems to show that they can become something. Look at Booker. He came out.
He didn't even start at Kentucky.
He didn't even start. He was a bench guy. Exactly. And look at him now.
I'll always reference Marcus Teague. That doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, percentages are in our favor if you want to be on Team Teague.
Well, Rob, look, man, we got to ask you, since this is a Draft Line show, what are your thoughts? How likely is this to get done if we talk the odds? Just say how likely you feel like it get done. Then we'll get to the odds part with Jamie.
If he really does request a trade, I say that the Sixers are probably have the best shot, only because of what they can give up compared to the other true top contenders at this point.
Rob, have a great weekend, man.
All right, have a good one, man.
You too, man. Thank you. Jay, you do have some odds, and we'll get to Joe and Rob and Shy and everybody else there, 610-632-0975. Jamie, you have some odds now. I asked you, I don't know how you did this, but I did ask if you can come up with some odds of where Damian Lillard would land next. Please share.
I got them.
Please share.
All right, there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 teams on this list.
Start from 9.
We'll start from the bottom on the way up. Toronto Raptors are number 9, plus 1,200.
Interesting.
They could put Pascal Siakam on the table. There's already been some whispers up there that he could be moved on from.
They have the number 4 overall pick in the draft.
That's a nice package right there.
In 13 days, yes.
Pascal Siakam, number 4, and probably whatever else they want.
And he got a new deal, so the money is there.
Yep.
You'll probably have to add in another body somewhere along the lines, okay?
They're legit, I would say.
Okay.
Dallas Mavericks, plus 900.
Of course. Why wouldn't you want to pair him with Luka
Doncic? Of course. But what are you going to dump Porzingis?
His money, yes. They'll maybe give him a year or so and maybe try to figure something out.
If you're Portland, I'm looking at Porzingis like, eh, all right.
Again, maybe he's moved on after.
True. Portland. And we all, the possibility of a three-team trade is always there.
Okay.
Ahead of the Mavericks is the Boston Celtics at plus 900.
You mentioned Jaylen Brown earlier. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean,
with some stuff. They don't have a lot of
Brad Stevens now in the front office, so this is interesting. He knows Jaylen Brown is as good as literally anyone.
Yeah.
He might feel as though, you know, I think he's only 24, maybe even 23, under team control, they have to make that decision.
He's a very good piece.
Is Tatum and Dame enough to win you a title? It might be. It might be.
It's a lot of little bit of defense. And
sure.
I said that right.
Yeah.
A lot of little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though Jason Tatum has improved tremendously defensively.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ahead of the Boston Celtics is the Los Angeles Lakers.
We know.
Tied with the Los Angeles Clippers.
But look how far down that
means. Plus 750.
When we've talked about the Sixers or even other teams, I mean, other players going to Los Angeles, they don't have a lot. So when we've talked about Simmons and you keep bringing up Kuzma and Horton Tucker and Alex Caruso. That's not
the same dance floor as what other teams can offer.
No.
Ahead of those teams is the Miami Heat at plus 650.
Obvious reasons.
Again, you know, every NBA player wants to be in Miami. I don't know if their package would be good enough as some others.
Oh, you already said number 4, so that means the home team might be in the top 3.
We're in the top 3 here.
Right,
number 3, the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, his home team.
Plus 600.
Wow, plus 600. They would
likely need that third team involved, because I don't know if Portland really wants Wiggins when it all comes down to it. Wiseman, number 7 and number 14, is certainly enough to get them in the door.
That's a pretty hefty number when you say plus 6, 6 to 1.
6 to 1. For
6 to 1. So that means these top two have to dip a little bit.
Devon, what you're hearing is exactly what the odds makers are hearing.
Okay.
The number 2 team in terms, and this is BetAG Online, Philadelphia 76ers are number 2 on the list at plus 225.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Number 1 on the list, exactly what you said, New York Knicks, plus 150.
It's New York. So I would give them the advantage. Just because it's New York, the fact that you have the new leadership.
Who are two local guys that are going to stab us in the back here?
Well, they have to do what they have to do.
No, they're doing their job.
Leon Rose and Worldwide West.
Back off, Leon and Wes.
So,
back off, War Child.
It makes sense because of that. And New York, the part that doesn't make sense is
what they have to offer.
Yeah, why would our
Philly's offer is better?
Yeah, I would think with Simmons, he's the one that makes the most sense. So,
absolutely. And if you can get a maxi,
that's good value, right?
Yeah, 225 is good. Wow. If you can get a maxi as a cherry on the top, that's. Don't look down on that. If you're Portland, that's very, very appealing.
Yeah, it is. Now, I was just looking at Elbow Shaferi on Twitter say, but if you're trading for Simmons to play him for 30 minutes a night, what's the point of trading for Maxey at the same time? I'll bet lineups with those two were even worse than Simmons
and
Dwight lineups last year. So we're talking about putting the package deal together here.
I would say your hope is that Tyrese, you know, is going to develop more of an outside perimeter game, can possibly play a little off ball. I maybe one day could, in fact, play with Simmons. Or the other possibility is maybe another team does view him as a point forward and has him as that four. You know, so we don't know what these guys are thinking, but was it Ross, our first caller? You know, 24-year-olds under team control that have the resume that Ben Simmons have, they don't come around too often. So a smaller market team like a Portland or one of these teams, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Interesting. Okay, Sixers right now are the second team behind the New York Knicks in these odds of landing Damian Lillard. What do you guys think of that? So when we talk about that.
Spicy meatball.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, I'm going until 10. So what's it look like? Put it together. And I have my thoughts on now we talk about roster construction because a lot of moving parts here. How would the team look if this plays out? What does it mean for Joel Embiid as well? 610-632-0975, the Draft Line Show. Brought to you by DraftKings. And also, the 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Joe in South Philly checks in with us next on the Draft Line Show. Joe, how you doing?
Devon, what's going on? How are you?
Good, man. Hanging out with Jamie on this Friday night with a lot of hoops talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about the Eagles real quick. I just want to give you my season-ending record prediction of 10-7 after going through the record.
All right.
You got 10 wins?
I do have 10 wins.
All right, I can't wait to hear this, Joe.
Without the Sean Watson, as is. If you go through
all right, convince
the schedule, okay, you're going to. I don't have the schedule put up in front of me right now, but I want you two to go through the schedule and see if you come up with 10 wins like I do.
I have, and I have not come up with 10 wins.
Same.
Really?
I think at best they're kind of an 8-win team.
No.
I hope you're right, Joe.
I wish I actually had the schedule in front of me to go through it with you guys. But that's my prediction, 10-7 right there for the Eagles. I do also have a Super Bowl prediction, which I went to Xfinity Live on Packer Avenue. Shout out to place the bet. Plus 9,600. Indianapolis Colts versus the Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl. What do you think?
Ooh, plus 9,600. That's, you got my attention there. I mean, the Colts are a playoff team and just upgraded their quarterback. So, we think upgraded the quarterback. It's not bad. The Rams, I think Stafford's going to be awesome with Sean McVay. I don't hate it.
I think that right there is like kind of a dark horse pick, but very possible to happen.
Stafford's going to be fun to watch with the Rams.
Absolutely, 100%. And to close it out, I just want to give Tyrone a shout-out. I'm going to call tomorrow and get on him. After his comment about, hey, listen, I love Brandon Graham, but to say that he should have the statue out front of the stadium over Nick Foles is ludicrous. So Tyrone, you have to stop spreading your hate game on Nick Foles' toast. What planet does a linebacker get a statue over a Super Bowl-winning quarterback? Nowhere.
Well, listen, Ty will address that, Joe, with you tomorrow morning if you call in. Thanks for the call. Yeah, because, look, Ty thought about this. He feels like it's Brandon Graham. He feels like it's Brandon Graham. We'll see what Ty says.
I'm just happy there's a statue.
I don't think that statue. Well, see, I don't think it should be out there. I don't think that should be out there at all.
It's Philly, man. It's the special.
I remember when Joe Torti said this all the way back when it was put up there. He said, this is not good. This is not good because the quarterback is a little fragile.
Well, he was right.
Not good, and he was right.
Yeah, can we get freaking Carson Wentz off the side of the link already? Connor drove by today on the way to the airport and tweeted us a picture. Get him off of the building.
He's on the building.
We're 11 days away from camp.
He's on the building.
Get him out of here.
He's on the building. 610-632-0975. Jamie, the Phillies won the game one of
great
the doubleheader.
Great start, boys.
5-2. Archie Bradley picks up the victory. Four innings.
Nine Ks. Look, if you're getting that from Matt Moore,
four in the third,
you're a playoff team.
Two run runs.
This is
right
three
there.
Starts in a row, you know, that he's looked pretty good. And, you know, I don't want to crown him early or anything, but it's encouraging. A lot of guys are starting to kind of hit their stride. I think Archie Bradley's one of them. He's a guy that had an injury early on, and I talked to Ricky Vitalico about this. Seemed like he never really caught back up. Mm-hmm. So I'll trust Ricky's opinion when it comes to relief pitchers more than what I'm seeing. So, you know, McCutcheon's been on a tear. Let's hope the tide is turning because they have a winning DNA somewhere in them. They just need to stop shooting themselves in the foot.
Okay. Well, listen, man, now you have Zach Eflin up for game two tonight. And right now, the odds currently
versus Ross Detweiler.
As you mentioned earlier.
Sounds like a real nerd, doesn't he?
Yeah. All right. Well, right now, that one's still loading.
It's probably because everybody associates Ross with Ross from Friends.
Exactly.
He might have ruined the name Ross.
Yeah, kind of.
Sorry, Ross and Norristown.
Yeah, absolutely. So the money line right now for game two is -170 for Zach Eflin and the Phillies to walk away with this one, +150 for the Marlins. We know the struggles against them, but they took the first part of the doubleheader. Jay, can they go 46-44 by the end of the night?
That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, two games over .500.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Eflin has been steady all year long. You can kind of know what you're getting with him. Ross Detweiler, you know, Eflin's a superior pitcher to Detweiler. He's a left-handed guy, 4.3 ERA this year. He's only started three games, hasn't pitched a ton of innings. He can be hit. So if the Phillies' bats are awake, which if you're getting four RBIs from Janikowski, maybe the bats are starting to awaken too. I like the Phillies for the sweep. Okay. I'll take Zach Eflin over Detweiler any day.
I agree with
especially
you.
Especially in a short game, too, seven innings.
I agree with you. I think they get this one done tonight as well. And as we said, improved to 46-44. And listen, Rob and Shy and everybody there, hang on. We'll get to you. 610-632-0975.
I'm going to be throwing you on from the kitchen tonight. This Dame Lillard is stuff you're hearing has got me tingling with excitement, Devon.
I appreciate that, man. But I do have to ask you a couple of odds boosts here on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. NBA related with the finals. Game 5 tomorrow. Milwaukee Bucks to record 14 plus threes made in game number 5. Boosted from +146 to +160.
14 plus. My gut says yes. Okay. I mean, they're a team that shoots.
They do. Middleton, Connaughton, Lopez, Portis comes in. He shoots from the perimeter.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday as well.
And they, you know, they lost DiVincenzo, who's another one. On the road, B.J. Tucker will hoist a couple. On the road, I want to say, yeah. That's not a huge odds boost, which tells me
that they might do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That it's pretty likely.
All right. Devin Booker or Giannis and Antetokounmpo to record the first made field goal of the game as boosted to +230. Either or.
So jump in center, you have Ayton versus Lopez jump.
Or sometimes it's Giannis, but I think it's going to be Lopez.
Yeah, with the knee.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I'll take Ayton, wins the tip.
and to get Booker off early.
Does Booker get the first shot? Yes, okay. He does.
All right.
I'm going Booker.
And we'll keep it going.
You're Mr. First Bucket reasoning sound?
It's sound. And, of course, he's going to be ticked off about the, even though he had 42, they lost and he got in foul trouble and all that. I would say yes, that's a good one. Chris Paul to have most assists of any player in game number 5.
I like that too because he's coming off 2 bad turnover games in a row.
Yeah, 5.
Coming back home.
Killed us.
He wants to right that ship.
Plus 105 boosted to plus 140.
I like that.
Okay. And finally, the Phoenix Suns to be the first team to score 10 points in game number 5.
Ooh.
Boosted from minus 130 to minus 115. I like that.
Yeah, home. You always kind of err on the side of the home team in that situation. So, yeah, I like that too.
Okay. Oh, they have a bunch of them too. Three first points.
Oh, we're going to get ourselves in trouble with this one.
To be a 3-pointer boosted to plus 350.
And then you
plus 260.
Then you got the Open going on.
Oh,
you got baseball. You got all this stuff going on.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good time right now.
Right now, the number is minus 3.5. Phoenix, home.
I like it. What was
minus
Bucks last night? Minus 4?
I don't know.
I think they were minus 4.
Don't know. Minus 170 on the money line.
Sounds about right. I like Phoenix to handle this game.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jay, as always, man, it's been fun. You'll be back on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. with Andrew Sachs.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, back with Tunis. Back Sunday, and I'm sure this Dame Lillard conversation's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say the rest of the night.
And hopefully you're talking about a win.
Yes.
From Saturday night in game 5.
Yes, hopefully.
By Phoenix.
Yes, so. And hopefully by the Phillies, too.
And hopefully by the Phillies, and you're talking about 3-0
going 4-4.
Hopefully
Dame Lillard's getting fitted for a Sixers uni right now.
Yeah, it's a little early, but conversations will proceed.
Yes.
That's Jamie Lynch from Devon Givens. This has been the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Hang on, Rob, Shy. As always, guys, you know I'll get to you, so hang tight. Everybody else behind, the open lines have opened up. 610-632-0975. Dan Fritz is in tonight. So we'll run with Fritz tonight as we talk about this ongoing throughout the evening. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you, along with Jamie Lynch, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.